he thought it was a disgrace. He was a proud sort of young fellow, you know.
Yeah.
I tried to get him to go back to school the second year, and he said, no, son. So he worked for me another year, and I knew I couldn't begin to pay him what he was worth. He could do too many things. So I said, well, what are you going to do? So he decided to go into the service and join the Air Corps. And he spent most of his time in Europe, in Holland, wasn't it? Belgium, Holland, and he made pretty good progress in the service, and he's come out, and he's used his GI Bill to go to Southeastern, and he graduates this year. And the last year, just to show he's industrious and he saved money, the schooling hadn't cost him anything. He's got a pretty good banker. He's taking business administration. He's managing the a McDonald's up there in Hammond now, besides going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how industrious and how smart he is. And you can tell, you wouldn't think he was colored. You look at him, he's just as white as we are.
Yes.
He still comes to see me. I got his picture on my desk. Went to him. He's really a bright boy.
Now that group of people you call them, they were called?
We call them Creoles, you know.
Yeah.
And
because?
That was the mixture that we thought were African and... But Creole, the real technical name for, the real Creole person is supposed to be a mixture of Spanish and French, you know. But it's African in what we call the Creoles, you see.
Yeah.
They
have Negro,
but
the New Orleans history
like
of
the
Creole is supposed
that
to be the mixture
have
of Spanish
Negro
and French.
Them.
But there's...
Or Mexican, I guess.
I don't think the Mexicans got anything too much. I don't think so. It was just Spanish.
But this, like this boy, this this family's of them, and they're all related.
Yeah.
You see, and they intermarry. Like you said, they
because they didn't want anything to do with the black
they
people.
They don't marry.
They knew that there was colored blood in them. See.
They don't marry with the black ones.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, just kind of a term that you said the Pichons will call Bud Pichon will call him a
he's not a
he call him a nigger see
yeah
that's what he called
yeah
him.
He calls him
yeah
they
spell
their name exactly
those
like
French
him
French that are sure that they don't have any color in them, you know, in their ancestors, they openly call them niggers. You know, they don't care how white they look, they call them niggers, and they have always done that.
Yeah,
they have another family over there called family, and they have white and they have black, you know.
Yeah.
But there's one old colored fellow over there called James, and his nickname is Corbett, they call him. And he had two good-looking daughters, you know. But I'd see those white Frenchmen, you know. They'd see those two girls on the street and say, man, look at that nigger, you know. He'd be whiter than they were, you know. But she, they know that her ancestors, she would have colored in it. So
But Anne Louise was telling us, his sister, one that lives here, an interesting thing one of those Wendell's aunts was worked for her.
Yeah.
Did housework for her. And she was white like Wendell. And one of the relatives died and